Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right. And thus the record snaps. Post op. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Yes, the record snaps. I'm feeling better. I like it too. Hey. Yesterday, in a Senate Appropriations Committee hearing, they had the ATF satanic director, B. Todd Jones, and in this committee hearing, he said that all types of 5.56 military style ammo used by shooters pose a threat to police as more people buy the AR-15 style pistols. That will begin to drop, of course, since they can't no longer shoulder them. This is all based off of a 1986 bill, okay? It was written to protect police from cop killer rounds. The AR-15 pistol predates that law by about 16 years. You started seeing those things in the early 70s. And they come in all shapes and sizes. All of them are completely unconcealable. You can hide them in a car. But you will see the car coming up, of course, in front of you. Here we have the tarp is being pulled apart, and we get to see exactly what they meant, exactly what they really wanted to do, starting with the M855 ban, which was it was ridiculous to begin with. The M855 round was abandoned because it proved to be so bad as a human killer in combat. It became a paper-punching round, because that's what it does. Yes, and any kind of ammo, as they say in the chat room here, any kind of ammo launched at the police, or anybody, for that matter, is a threat. But B. Todd Jones said any 5.56 round is a challenge for officer safety. And he's asking for lawmakers to help in a review of a 1986 bill written to protect people or police from so-called cop killer rounds that largely exempted rifle ammo, like the 5.56, because it has been used by target shooters, not criminals. That is still the case. But I look at this as an invitation from B. Todd Jones. Now, what Congress needs to do at this particular time is they need to go in and make the ATF a law enforcement agency that all they do is enforce law. They can no longer make regulations. They can no longer make policy. They can fire all of their bureaucrats. They'll save a boatload of money. Because these guys are out of control. They don't care how many civilians they kill. They don't care how many lives they wreck. They go and create crime where there is no crime. And they're doing nothing. They're doing nothing to make the American people safer. They're doing nothing. The agency wants, they call this framework. What it is they want to redefine the term armor piercing. And they want to base it upon one type of armor, the soft body armor, which is preferred by police officers because they wear it all day long and it's a little more comfortable than the hard body armor. Well, So police officers opting, okay, police officers opting to wear soft body armor means we take everybody's rights away. Because that's what they're, you know, they'll sit there and say, well, it's because of the ammo, the threat that it, no, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with taking away our rights. 556 is not, standard 556 is not considered to be armor piercing by the military. They make an armor piercing round for the 556. They call this the M995. Cannot be owned by civilians because it's truly armor piercing. As a matter of performance against humans, the 855 is a failure, abysmally so. It has been abandoned by the military for combat, and it's been surplused out as training ammunition. This is where Congress needs to step in. If they, you know, if they put together a bill and Obama won't sign it, they need to shut the government down. Because these guys want to grab the power. They want to grab the power. Now, you know, you got Boehner, you got McConnell out there saying, there will be no government shutdown. Big deal. I don't know what you guys are afraid of. Sometimes the best thing to do is nothing. But that's not what our Congress is about. And as a rifle round now, 556/223 is the weakest of the weak when it comes to being a rifle round. So 30-06 people, 30-30 people, 308 people, all of you various flavors of 7.62 that don't make those other grades, they're coming for you too, deer hunters. Because you guys carry sniper rifles. And right now, you need to be turning me off and getting on the phone. Get on the phone and register your complaint and then get back to me. And whether you get back to me or not, you need to be doing that, because I'm tired of this. There has never been a police officer shot with an AR-15 pistol. There's never been a police officer shot with an M855 round. So we're playing coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda. And you don't do that with rights. You don't do that with rights. You don't get there as the guy who, I mean, B. Todd Jones had his hands in Fast and Furious. He's got his hands covered in blood of American Border Patrol agents, of Mexican civilians. He's been in this trench for quite some time. Having him as the going from the acting director to the permanent director, you know, everybody said, well, you know, the reason all of this stuff happens in the ATF is because we don't have a permanent director. Well, now we have a permanent director, and he wants to ban all ammunition. He finds all ammunition to be a safety concern for police in the 556 flavor. You know, 556 is out there. Next up is 7.62. You name it, if it's going to come out of anything. There's pistols chambered for 7.62 by 39. Sure enough, there's pistols chambered for 308. These are all specialty pistols. So, you know, this is the time that Congress needs to go into the ATF sideways and strip them of all regulatory authority. Anything less is an aberration, because these guys are clearly out of control. They're out of control. Stop coming at me with stuff like, body armor bans, round bans. Let Congress make some laws. Regulatory agencies, get out of the way. You guys are going to keep pushing, and you're going to put our backs against the wall, and we're going to fight our way out. And there are some of us that have already decided, well, I'd rather die on my feet than die on my knees. Or live on my knees, for that matter. So you're going to keep on pushing, and the only problem is you're outmanned. I would say I'm going to take some blood pressure medication, but I'm not hypertensive anymore. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
can a time as life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. Can direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One of the interesting things that I did not see happening, that I don't know why this was this way. I have a couple of theories. None of the gun control groups were out there jumping up and down when the ATF was wanting to ban ammo. And when I say jumping on the bandwagon, you know, jumping on there and saying, let's say, yeah, good idea. And I think that's because they don't think strategically. they're so busy repeating memes and making up lies about other things that they didn't see what B. Todd Jones was basically saying is that all 5.56 ammo is a safety issue for cops. 99.9% of 5.56 ammo that's in the civilian world is in the hands of me and you. So he's saying, he's using the we're criminals in waiting meme, which the gun control groups use all the time. Now, you know, Bloomberg denies having anything to do with that push. Gabrielle Giffords denies having anything to do with that push. Eric Soto Lamb, the spokesperson for Bloomberg's group Everytown for Gun Safety, says that they have nothing to do with it. We've sent dozens of recommendations to the administration on what they can do to prevent gun violence. This ammo proposal has never been one of them. Translation, we didn't think of this. Americans for Responsible Solutions also said they're not interested in any such bullet ban. They're focused on keeping the guns out of the hands of dangerous people and protecting rights of responsible law-abiding gun owners, not banning bullets or other forms of hardware. Translation, we've been concentrating on putting together a gun registry. And meanwhile, coming out of Florida State, Gary Kleck churns out another one. He decided to research the link between gun prevalence and crime, as inherently tricky as that is, and using, you know, society is a very, very, very big laboratory, and it's almost impossible to properly account for confounding variables, because they almost always skew a result. Stuff like unemployment, alcohol use, that kind of stuff can get in the way. And Gary Kleck, while acknowledging the limitations of current research on the link between gun ownership and crime, sorted through dozens of studies to first separate the best from the worst, then determine what the strongest studies tell us, and his efforts were recently published in the Journal of Criminal Justice. Kleck said, all research is flawed and all bodies of research are incomplete. But that does not mean we cannot distinguish less flawed work from the more flawed and draw tentative conclusions based on the best available research conducted so far. Kleck included 41 studies that examined the association between measured gun levels and crime rate in his analysis, and then he used 3 specific criteria to gauge the strength of the study. First, he was looking for a validated measure of gun ownership. That's a tricky one right there. Very tricky. In in-depth surveys and percent of suicides with guns were 2 of the few acceptable measures. Secondly, he checked to see if confounding variables were properly controlled for and how many were included. This is all statistician talk, too. This is the kind of stuff that makes my eyes cross. Third, he checked to see whether researchers used procedures that would rule out reverse casualty, whether crime rates actually caused gun ownership to increase. And that's because past studies have shown that when crime rises in the area, gun ownership often increases, likely for purposes of self-defense, if that's allowed. In all, the 41 studies produced 90 findings on gun ownership and various crime rates. Of those, 64% found no statistically significant positive effect between gun ownership and crime. However, 52% didn't identify a link between gun ownership and homicide. Then Kleck applied his 3 methodological criteria, which is it was a valid measure of gun ownership, casualty procedures controlled for less than 5 counting or confounding variables, and he found the more criteria they met, the more likely they were to show no link between gun ownership and crime. The reversal was particularly noticeable for homicide. 65% of the studies that met none of the criteria found a link between gun ownership and homicide. The 3 studies that met all of the criteria did not. So, long story short, Gary Kleck lifelong Democrat, ACLU card carrying member, went out there and found no correlation between gun ownership and gun prevalence and crime. Go figure. Go figure. Now, his review directly, indirectly conflicts with the widely cited review published last year from researchers from the University of California. They found that access to firearms in the home is linked to a 3.2 times higher risk of suicide and a 2.0 higher risk of homicide. Well, let's look at that. If I have a gun in the home and I have a home invasion, I very likely am going to stop that with a gun. No, he didn't check that, Desert Eagle. Very likely I'm going to kill them with a gun. So, yes, there is a higher chance of homicide. But, I mean, if gun ownership was an indicator of suicide, I should be dead about 27 times now. Or more. Because I would have killed myself by now. Because the gun voices would have been made me. The relationship between gun prevalence and crime is not a simple one, okay? In rural areas, which are now being discovered by criminals, like in South Carolina, where I live, South Carolina, fifth most dangerous state in the union, shall issue state. Everybody thinks we're deep, deep red. We've been discovered by the gangs. And when you got low crime already, it does not take a lot of crime coming in and increasing, you know, to make that needle tick up by huge leaps and bounds percentile wise. If you got 50 homicides statewide and next year you have 60, that's a huge jump. Okay? And if you can, you know, depending on how you attribute that, you know, that could either be justifiable, that could be new crime coming in, like gangs. So it's a very, very it's not the easiest thing to try to gauge. But Gary Kleck has gone out and done it. He's running counter to everything out there. Pretty funny stuff. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, you've got an anti-gun Oregon filmmaker who attacked a gun rights supporter and got arrested for his trouble. Oh, those pacifists. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business. You can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. You're it's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. Thankfully. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. The record is snapped post-op. Hey, there's a cat out somewhere. I don't know where he is. He has a YouTube channel called Laughing at Liberals. His name is William Saunderson. He pokes fun at the hypocrisy of leftists in general, and he likes the clueless rants of gun control supporters in specific. And he posted a video where Penny Okamoto is pleading, can we please just be shot with 10 bullets at once? Supposedly this video was posted because he was allegedly attacked and robbed by documentary filmmaker Sky Fitzgerald after Sanderson allegedly caught Fitzgerald in a lie on camera. According to the Common Truth, coming from the Common Truth, the two were meeting at a local Gresham restaurant to discuss a preview of the film being pitched by Fitzgerald and seen by Saunderson. Saunderson was upset that the film, which had been touted for his input as neutral, was in fact anti-gun biased. Film trailer and appeal for funding was placed on Indiegogo, but has since been removed. The film content, however, is accurately described at a place called Oregon Divide. Details of the entire meeting and attack are included with some eyewitness accounts, I guess, at Oregon Divide. And the comment here is that this was a brutal attack, and it's just a sample of what we in the pro-gun movement have said all along. Gun owners seem to show more responsibility and restraint, while the anti-gun movement has repeatedly shown a violent streak. The victim of this latest attack, Mr. Saunderson, is currently undergoing surgery on his left arm, which was seriously and potentially permanently injured. His upper arm is broken in three places, with the ball broken completely off and shoulder dislocated. The doctor says he will be lucky if he recovers 80% use. When they're saying the ball, I guess that's the ball that goes in the shoulder socket that's attached to the upper arm bone, whatever that's called. First thing that I think of, you know, whenever More than once, I've gone around with Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America. And Larry is he's a gentleman in his 70s. He walks around in a suit. He sits back, and he is not a man of violence. And there's nothing wrong with that. Okay, but it occurs to me that a lot of pro-gun people have become like the original Shaolin monks prior to Kung Fu. If you've never heard me tell the story before, the original Shaolin monks, they used to get their butts handed to them every day. They used to have bandits coming into their temples every day. And then this monk named Bodhidharma came down. He'd been studying the way animals reacted, the way animals moved against each other to defend themselves. He'd come up with this series of movements that he had adopted to the human body. He taught this to the Shaolin monks. This became the martial arts. Then the Shaolin monks, you know, then they, you know, they got Kwai Chang Kane, and then they got their own TV series, and we found out how, just exactly how bad they can be. B-A-D-D. And a lot of these pro-gun advocates, for some reason, they're out there talking about how the anti-gunners are so violent, and at the same time, they make no provision against for the violence. I don't even know if that was grammatically correct. There's no way to confirm the extent of Mr. Saunderson's injuries. We do know he was transported to a hospital in the area for treatment by a private vehicle, according to Gresham Police, wherever this happened. It can also be confirmed that anti-violence producer-filmmaker Sky Fitzgerald turned himself into a neighboring law enforcement organization after the attack, which was witnessed by numerous people. First of all, people, and you know, this is not me trying to be funny. If you meet a guy named Sky, I don't know how much you should trust him. I don't know where you should sit down with him. Keep him in front of you at all times. Sky. Maybe I should change my first name to Sky. Lock and glowed with Sky, Frady. I don't know. I just don't know. Fitzgerald, Sky Fitzgerald, has been charged with felony robbery, misdemeanor theft, and misdemeanor assault. Now, if Mr. Saunderson's injuries are the same as, you know, it's what Common Truth says they are, that assault charge could be upgraded by prosecutors. Gresham police have been asked about this, wherever the Gresham police are. I have no idea what state this happened in. There was no evidence whatsoever that there were any firearms at the scene. Mr. Fitzgerald Sky was, his claim was that Mr. Saunderson reached for a gun, and that's why he went and started breaking his upper body. And there's no evidence that there was any firearm at the scene, concealed or otherwise, on the persons of the victim or any of the witnesses. Fitzgerald appears to have become upset that he was caught in a lie and that his reaction was being legally recorded. He then allegedly attacked Saunderson both inside and outside the restaurant, stole two cameras, and attempted to excuse his behavior with yet another apparent lie. It is not known whether Fitzgerald destroyed or erased the film in those cameras before turning them into authorities. First things first, what cameras use film today? Who's out there filming video with film? I love when they say there's no indication whether he destroyed the film or not. You journalist people, get a clue. It's digital. It can be erased. Thank you. It's a minor point, but I got to make it. Second of all, Sky Fitzgerald, I am your man. You need to come and decide to assault me. Even right now. Right now, I went looking for a bike the other day because I like riding a bike as part of my cardiac rehab. And I'm not going to be allowed to buy a bike, you see, because there's a chance I might wreck and land on my chest and break my chest in half, which is still a possibility. Even right now, Sky Fitzgerald, bring it. Bring it right now, sir. And all of you pro-gun people that want to get active out there, get active and get dangerous. Go visit a mixed martial arts class. Go to a Gracie Jiu-Jitsu school. Do something. do not be a victim of somebody because you catch them in a lie. Because if you're going up against anti-gun people, you're going to catch them in a lie. That is a, you know, that's already, you know, that's preordained. The thing that kills me about stuff like this when I read reports about this is that I'm never there at these events when this stuff is happening. Now, you know, a week or so ago, if I'd seen it, I would have been like, man, because I couldn't have done anything about it. But I, you know, things have, I've rounded a bend now as far as the rehab and the recovery goes. So every day from here on out, I become a little more hostile with the ability to back it up. That's the bad thing about rehabbing. when you have a physical ailment, you're doing a physical rehab. And I'm going to take it to its ultimate degree. When I get done, people are going to be looking at me going, and he's 54? Because I'll be 54 before I get done. But when I get done, everybody's going, wow, 54. Look at him at 54. That's the way it's going to be. Sky Fitzgerald, seek me out. I think this is in Oregon. I think all of this occurred in Oregon. But I don't know. I just found that interesting that the peace, anti-violence, anti-gun proponent would break a pro-gun activist. Physically break him. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. It's built in ferro rod, strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I got an email about that new Genesis Communications Network app. Go if you. A lot of people have asked me, how do you listen to this on the smartphone live? Which I've never had that before. So this is the way to do it. There you go. Check them out. This past Wednesday, out there on HuffPo, which is it's a rag. HuffPo ran an article claiming that one of the reasons that the gun control lobby suffers embarrassing loss after embarrassing loss is because they spend their energies passing sloppy laws and then trying to enforce those laws in an offensive manner. Now, this is one of these things where HuffPo is coming out for the Second Amendment. But they're Second Amendment butters, okay, because there's always a but involved. B-U-T. However, if you will. The article centers on the passage of the Law Enforcement Officers Protection Act in 1986. This was an amendment to the Gun Control Act of 1968, and it added the armor-piercing language that the ATF recently tried to use to ban AR-15 ammo. According to HuffPo, the LEOPA was a sloppy bill, did not even seek to define a measure of what constitutes armor-piercing. Moreover, there was no serious testing to determine what types of ammunition should be covered by the law. Apparently there was, but, you know, it may have been quite ambiguous, like they claim. Instead, there was a framework partly established for pursuing bans that were so ambiguous, even the HuffPo writer described the halted AR-15 ban as reasonable. And here, this is where we go, given the credit to where it doesn't belong. According to HuffPo, this is an NRA victory. Okay? This is why the NRA keeps trouncing the gun control lobby, a lobby often led by rabid figures who are blind to the repercussions, and I love this, that their own pursuits would have on law-abiding citizens and the Second Amendment. They don't care. Whichever writer, who wrote this? Which, okay, I don't have any indication as to which writer at HuffPo wrote that seemingly haven't got a clue ditty. It's not the NRA. The NRA didn't. NRA said something about this, as did the Second Amendment Foundation, as did Gun Owners of America. It's constituents that did it. Yeah, constituents. There's more gun owners that don't belong to the NRA than there are that do. But as they put it, as HuffPo puts it, while gun rights groups walk away from the halted ban with another victory in their hands, their heads held high, the gun sense folks lament, the gun sense folks, another defeat at the hands of a seemingly all-powerful NRA. I don't even know why they wasted the space. Now, the White House, despite all this, the White House, and you can tell this by based upon what B. Todd Jones had to say the other day, they are committed to gun control by executive order if they can get it. And they keep putting White House spokesman Josh Earnest with the most... Josh Earnest has the most ironic name in the entire Obama administration. Josh Earnest made it clear that President Obama is still committed to gun control and still pursuing avenues for more gun control law. He stressed Obama's desire to put common sense rules in place for guns. According to The Hill, Earnest's comments follow what Representative Carolyn Maloney, who I thought was going to retire and should be gone, and I wish you were gone, referred to as the gun lobby's shameful efforts to block the AR-15 ammo ban. She said the gun lobby successfully worked to block an effort that would keep our community safer from the threat of gun violence. Nowhere in this does it mention the communities. This is about the police officers, isn't it? Which is it? This is what makes gun grabbers look bad, because they can't ever get away from their meme. They can't ever get away from their talking point. We do this in the hopes of enhancing public safety. How? How exactly will one more law do that when you've got 20 some odd thousand out there that seem to have done nothing, and then somewhere out there we start having concealed carry permits and crime begins to drop because of that possibility, that occupational safety hazard that criminals now have because they might be perforated if they rob the wrong person. Never mind that the Fraternal Order of Police and various sheriffs around the country said the AR-15 ban was not a necessary thing that they were worried about. They don't face AR-15 pistols. They don't. You know why they don't face AR-15 pistols? Because bad guys like guns that can conceal. AR-15 pistols cannot conceal. Unless you walk around as a hobby wearing a caftan that comes up to your neck and is secured with a rope. And it's flowing, and it's maybe three or four sizes too big. Then you can conceal an AR-15 pistol. But what the White House wants everyone to know is that despite the ATF's decision to halt the ban, Obama is not done. In fact, Earnest said that Obama's commitment to prevent those who shouldn't have guns from getting them is as strong as ever. But who is that exactly? You have not defined who that is. You want to say it's people that are mentally deficient. You want to say it's criminals. Hey, you know what? That's been the law for a long time, Barack. Presidente, whatever you want to go by, I don't care at this point. I don't care. I've had some liberating moments. I had some moments where, you know, I came out of it and I said, you know, I just don't care anymore. As far as certain things are concerned, anyway. I do care what you try to lie to me about. Now, right now, you've got Representative Mike Thompson, Democrat from the from California 5th District, and gun control proponent Gabrielle Giffords. They want more gun control in the form of background checks. These are the same, you know, the background checks. How many times am I going to tell you? All of your famous spree shooters, including the one that shot you, Gabrielle Giffords, passed a background check. They passed a background check. So if, let's say you got background checks for private sales, which is what expanded background checks are. One, what you really want is a registry. Two, since these people already passed a background check and they still went out and were very bad people, you're circumventing nothing, and we know this. We know the vast preponderance of crime out there being perpetrated today is by a very minuscule percentage of America that is committed to crime as a profession. They have multiple convictions. The crime guns get passed around like party favors. Crime gun used in Trenton, New Jersey may end up in Chicago, Illinois as it moves through. It's a whole different supply of guns. I'll never see one of those guns. Most people I know will never see one of those guns.
So, you know, all of these things that you want, all these background checks you want, all of these things you want to circumvent for public safety and everything else, it's not going to amount to anything. And we know this now. We know this. Every time you get something new like that, it does nothing. We've got history on our side. We can just look at the results. Chicago was never as safe as they should have been, because they had the best gun control in the United States as far as the most onerous, and they were Murder USA. And yes, there are places like New Orleans that are more dangerous, no doubt about it. But that is, there's a lot of other variables in there, and it has nothing to do with regular people, okay? Which is all these laws ever impact, is regular people, law-abiding people. That's not who they're interested in. They're not interested in disarming criminals, because they could concentrate their policing efforts on where the criminals are and go after the criminals if they wanted to. They're not interested in that. They're interested in disarming you and me, because we are criminals in waiting. This is why B. Todd Jones wants all the 556 off the street. This is why Barack Obama wants to have a gun registry so he can do some cross-referencing with Obamacare. This is why all this stuff that you see out there is in play, because they want to keep you and me from being armed. And the unfortunate truth to this is that genie is out of the bottle. I keep saying that. I use so many phrases over and over again. I get sick of it. I wonder if you guys get sick of it, but it's the truth. That genie's out of the bottle. Oh, well. The fight goes on. But we're going to go into the next hour. We're going to start out with a tactical assessment of ISIS, who we've forgotten about, but they're still out there. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to guns80.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.